حج the pillar of Islam. حج the pillar of Islam. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله عز وجل. Welcome to our program Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Hajj is one of the most important pillars of Islam. And Hajj is an opportunity where you could go to this beautiful spiritual journey to get close to your Rabb Azza wa Jal, to do the ziyarah of the blessed lands of Haramain Tayyibain. Alhamdulillah, you've been watching the episodes of this beautiful program where we discussed about the importance of Hajj, the importance and the blessings of the beautiful cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, about Qurbani, sacrificing in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learnt about the last khutbah, the sermon of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we're going to be talking about some of the signs of an accepted Hajj, and also some of the stories of the Hujjaj-e-Kiram that have been performing Hajj. How was their experience and what they have written in their books and what they have left behind for us to follow as well. But before that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Al-Qawlul Badi' is a hadith pak has been mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who has any problems, he should recite durood upon me abundantly, as reciting durood upon me is a way to get rid of your problems and your calamities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we're going to be talking about the important signs of an accepted Hajj, and also some stories about those people that have performed Hajj as well. Remember, it's a journey of a lifetime. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, those people that have been on Hajj or Umrah, you'll find out the reason why this is called the journey of a lifetime. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it changes your life. I was just watching a clip about a revert. Basically, he was a priest. Most of his life he's been preaching a different religion. But alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he's reverted to Islam and he went on Hajj for the first time. And the environment when he saw, subhanallah, the spirituality that he gained from there, it was very, very emotional journey for that person. You know, all his life he's been preaching another religion, but alhamdulillah, in his later part of his life, Allah blessed him with Iman. And when these kind of people go for Hajj or Umrah, they have a different feeling because, you know, it's something new for them. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all this feeling as well, a new feeling for us as well. Let me mention a very beautiful story. Amir Ahle Sunnah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, in one of his booklets, Aashiqane Rasool Ki 130 Hikayat, any 130 stories of the Aashiqane Rasool, on page number 96, he says, Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that he has been performing Hajj for 14 years. And one day, Malik bin Dinar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he saw a darwish. He held the door of the Kaaba and he was reciting this continuously. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. And then he would hear a voice from the unseen, لَا لَبَّيْكَ. And Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, have you been hearing this voice that I can hear, لَا لَبَّيْكَ? And he says, every time for 14 years I have been coming, and each time I hear the reply, لَا لَبَّيْكَ. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala says to him, then what is the point you coming for Hajj as well? Don't you, are you deaf? Can't you hear the answer, that the reply that you gave? And the person, the Darvesh, he says that, oh Malik, even if I hear that voice 14,000 times, I will still not stop coming to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. And I will still come and put my forehead on this door. And Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala, as soon as he said that, he saw a paper that fell from the skies. And in that it was written, O Malik bin Dinar, why are you taking my bondsman away from my mercy? It was written on that letter that this person has been coming for the past 14 years. O Malik, اس مدت میں آنے والے تمام حاجیوں کے حج بھی اس کی پکار کی برکت سے میں نے قبول کی ہیں. او مالک, do you think that I have not accepted his حج? When I say لا لبیک to him, he comes back again the next year. It is because of this حاجی that keeps coming again and again, I accept the حج of other حاجیز as well. مغفرت کا ہوں تجھ سے سوالی, پھر نہ اپنے در سے نہ خالی, مجھ گنہگار کی التجا ہے, یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. This درویش for 14 years has been coming to the court of Allah عز و جل, and each time he was given the reply لا لبیک. سبحان اللہ, for 14 years this Darvish thought that his Hajj was not accepted, and he kept going back and forth again to Hajj each year, that maybe this year my Hajj will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. But that was not the case. It is because of the Hajj of this Darvish that Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the Hajj of other Hajis as well. So subhanallah, where you have sincerity, where you have humbleness, where you have ajzi, where you have love for Allah Azza wa Jalla, where you have this umid, where you have this desire, this hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla, alhamdulillah, that hope of Allah Azza wa Jalla made him successful as well. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we should understand that, you know, it's a beautiful ni'mat from Allah Azza wa Jal that a person can go to the beautiful city of Makkah to perform Hajj. Even now, many Hujjaj-e-Kiram, mashallah, they must have even performed their Hajj. Alhamdulillah, they will be there in the beautiful lands. So, subhanallah, there's such an amazing stories that we hear from these, mashallah, Azza wa Jal people. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive their sins. May Allah accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj-e-Kiram, and for that du'as, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our du'as, our pleas as well. Let me mention a few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In Kanzul Ummal, the first hadith, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a haji, we will intercede for 400 people from his family, and the haji will return back to his home as if he was born the same day. Subhanallah. So can you see this blessing, how much a haji, with the blessings that he will receive from Allah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith pak in Mu'jam Awsat, Hajj kiya karo, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, perform Hajj, kyunke Hajj gunahun ko is tarah dhota hai. Hajj, it wipes away your sins, jaise pani mail ko dhota hai. Just like water washes away dirt, your Hajj will wash away your sins. Subhanallah. Another hadith that has been written in Mishkatul Masabih, jab tum kisi haji se mulaqat karo to usse salam o musafa karo. When you meet a haji, give him salam and shake hands with him, and say to him, before you enter home, make dua of forgiveness for us, kyunke uski maghfirat ho chuki hai. Because he has been forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. So make sure when you go and visit a haji. Now another trend nowadays is people say, well, so what if he's been on Hajj? I'll go next year as well. Theek hai, Hajj par aaya, apne kharche par aaya, and what has he done for me? What am I going to benefit? You are going to benefit, because if that haji makes dua for you, inshallah your sins will be forgiven as well. Another hadith that has been written in Musnad Abi Ya'la. The hadith is, jo Hajj ke irade se nikla, the one who leaves his home, who's left his home for the intention of Hajj, phir mar gaya and he passes away, Allah Azza wa Jal qiyamat tak uske liye Hajj karne wale ka sawab likh dega. Yani Allah will write for him as if he has performed Hajj. Subhanallah. And whoever has gone to perform Umrah and he dies on the way, then until the day of judgment, the reward of Umrah will be written for that person. Amir Ahle Sunnat Alhamdulillah mentions a few couplets. Phir ata kar dijiye haj ki saadat ya Rasool, O Madine ki ijazat bhi inayat ya Rasool, haj ka mosim a gaya, hujjaj ne bandi kamar, mere haj ki bhi koi ho jaye surat ya Rasool. You know, subhanallah, you know, when you sit down and you think to these, and you think and you contemplate and you go into the world of dreams and you imagine, subhanallah, all these hujjaj kiram that will be doing the tawaf of the Kaaba, that will be sat there making dua, doing the ziyarat of the beautiful house of Allah Azza wa Jal, that will be walking between Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, that will be pelting the shaitan. And also those will be traveling towards the beautiful city after Hajj to Madinatul Munawwara, or they've already been before Hajj. Subhanallah, when you think to yourself, wow, how lucky are these people, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon the Hujjaj Kiram. So can you see the difference between a Haji and a normal person? When you perform Hajj and Umrah, this is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah, gives to that person. In the same way, remember, if Hajj is farz upon us, then as Muslims we need to leave the dunya. We were not created to work. We were not created to work. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I created humans and jinns for my worship. So we were created for the worship of Allah. So to say that I can't get time off from work, I've got my children to raise me up, make a good provision for them, you know, sort out things, it's not impossible. How many mashallah hujjaj kiram go for Hajj, they leave small children behind. So we can do something, you know, if you have to go on a worldly holiday, you have to leave your children behind. How is that possible and this can't be possible? So please, inshallah, make the intention, walk towards, you know, the scholars, they say, when a person makes that first move, Allah Azza wa Jal will make things for him as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Hajj ke masail seekho, learn the rulings of Hajj, kyunke ye tumhare deen ka hissa hai, because it is part of your deen. Learn the rulings of Hajj, even though you're not going for Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine on the 9th of Zilhijjah, you're sat at home and you know, mashallah, you think of the Hujjaj Kiram that will be in Arafat performing Hajj, making dua. And you know, try to resemble like the Hujjaj Kiram. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that there are 8 conditions for Hajj to be farz upon a person. So this is very important. If Hajj is farz upon you, these are the 8 conditions that Hajj will become farz upon you. Number 1, Islam. You have to be a Muslim. Number 2, Tandurust Hona. You have to be capable enough to travel for Hajj. So if you any other illnesses or you can't walk properly, you have to be fit and healthy. Number 3, Aqil Hona. You know, if you are Aqil, you have to be in the right mind of state. No, you can't, cannot be a madman. Number 4, baligh hona. You have to be baligh. For children, Hajj is not farz upon them. You have to be baligh. Number 5, you have to be a free person. Alhamdulillah, in the world, you don't find the slavery system. So, mashallah, everyone is free. Number 6, you have to have enough means or expenses that you could perform Hajj easily yourself. And if you have a family, that you can leave enough money behind for them to continue. Darul Harb mein na ho. So even if you are in Darul Harb, you are not in Darul Islam, you're not in a Muslim country. Just like we're in the UK, it's not a Muslim country, but alhamdulillah, we know that Hajj is farz upon us and no one can stop us to perform Hajj, so therefore that is another condition that's met. And then number 8, waqt ka hona. Yani you have to be there during the month of Hajj, especially when Hujjaj Kiram, they leave for Mina on the 8th of Zilhijjah. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Basically, it's the days of Hajj. You can't go for Hajj after Ramadan. You have to go at the time in the month of Zilhijjatul Haram. This was taken from Bahare Shariyat, volume number 6. It's very important that we read these. And, you know, it doesn't say if you have, you know, small children, you can't go for Hajj. That's not one of the conditions. The condition is that if you have all of these, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can perform Hajj and you should perform Hajj. And then for those people اسی لیے دوران حج بھی بار بار یہ دعا پڑھی جائے. If you are going for Hajj, then there is a very beautiful dua. Allahumma arzuqna hajjam mabruran wa zambam maghfura wa sa'yam mashkuran wa tijaratan lan tabur. O Allah, hamein haj mabrur naseeb kar. O Allah, give us the Hajj that is accepted. Hamare guna bakhsh de, forgive our sins. Hamari koshish maqbool farma, accept our trying. Aur hamein aisi tijarat naseeb kar jisme hargiz nuksan na ho. And ya Allah azza wa jal, give us such a business or tijarat that does not have any setbacks, or we do not lose from that. Amir Ahle Sunnat in a poem, he says, dikha har baras tu haram ki bahare, tu Makkah Madina dikha ya ilahi, sharaf har baras haj ka paun khudaya, chale taiba phir qafila ya ilahi. Subhanallah. Now that person whose Hajj has been accepted in the court of Allah, what are the fadail? What are the blessings? Let me mention the first thing. What does Hajj Maqbool mean? You know, you heard the word Maqbool, Hajj Maqbool. Hajj Maqbool is that Hajj that has been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. First hadith. Another hadith in Ibn Habban. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that the best action is that you accept Islam which has no doubts in it. وہ جنگ ہے جس میں خیانت نہ ہو اور حج مقبول. A battle that has no خیانت اور حج مقبول. And the حج that has been accepted in the court of Allah عز و جل. شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ ان اس مدنی مذاکرات, he says, حاجی جب اللہ اور رسول کے گھر کا ارادہ کرے, اس کے دل میں اللہ کی محبت کا چراغ ہو اور اس کا سینہ عشق رسول کا مدینہ ہو, تو بات ہی کچھ اور ہوگی. You know, when you go and perform Hajj or Umrah and you have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal in your heart, you have the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, then your Hajj is going to be totally different. The Hajj is where you have the fear of Allah, the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're so excited that you're going to go and perform Hajj. That is the true Hajj. Haji ke saath safar mein kam az kam ek sunni ya Rasool Allah kehne wala alim-e-deen hona chahiye. Especially when you perform Hajj with a scholar of deen. You know, a lot of people, you know, they do go for Hajj, but there's no scholars around them. So they don't know what to do. And you meet so many people at the time of Hajj, they'll come up to you and they'll ask you rule and intent. They say, wow, do you know that? So what have you done? You have to learn. Whatever we do, if you sit in a car and you don't know how to drive a car, you're going to drive a car. Just imagine you want to go for Umrah or Hajj, you don't have a passport, you don't have a ticket, you don't have a visa. You're not going to get anywhere. In the same way, you've reached there, you've reached the holy places, but you do not know what to do. And Amir al-Sunnah, he says, کاش حج کرنے والے حاجی کہلانے کی اس نیت سے نہیں بلکہ رضا کی نیت سے حج کریں. Yeah? So again, don't perform Hajj so that someone will call you Haji. Janab, my name is Haji. Yeah, oh, main janab Hajj kari tha, yeah? Yeah, add my name. You know, so and so. No. Haji, I've done Hajj as well. Is your Hajj accepted, Haji sahab? You don't know? So why are you labeling yourself Haji? Why have you got this title in front of you which you don't even know has been accepted in the court of Allah? So Amir Ahle Sunnat is trying to go into the hearts of these people that please do not do Hajj just to be called a Haji. Do Hajj so that Allah Azza wa Jal can, you know, shower His mercy upon you. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, make sure when you go for Hajj, make sure that you perform Hajj in such a manner that Allah Azza wa Jal is accepted. Let's hear a story of Hazrat Sayyiduna Rabia Adawiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Hazrat Sayyiduna Rabia Adawiya, she went to perform Hajj barefooted, and whatever food that she would have, she would give it to other people. And then when she got close to the Kaaba, just imagine how this beautiful waliya of Allah Azza wa Jal is performing a Hajj. When she went close to the Kaaba, she fell to the ground, and when she came round, she put her cheeks onto the blessed doorstep of the Kaaba, and she says, she makes a dua, Ya Allah, ye tere bandu ki pana gaah hai. Ya Allah, this is a place where people can come to you. Aur tu unse muhabbat farmata hai, and you love them. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, my tears are finished. And then she would do the tawaf of the Kaaba, and she would continue crying. Subhanallah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Make sure that when we do perform Hajj, we perform Hajj with money that is halal. Ma'azallah, do not perform Hajj with money that is haram, and do not even go for Hajj if you have haram money. Make sure that you have the right means of money, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be rewarded for that as well. Hujjatul Islam Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, manqul hai, it is said, قبولیت حج کی ایک علامت یہ بھی ہے کہ حاجی جن نافرمانی میں پہلے مبتلا تھا. The one of the signs of an accepted Hajj is the haji, whatever illness, whatever sins he was engrossed in before, he comes back and he leaves all of them sins. That is one of the signs that your Hajj has been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me just tell you about Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whenever Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu would put on the ihram, he would not recite the talbiyah out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone asked him that, Ya Sayyidi, why do you not recite the talbiyah? And he says that, I am scared, I will have the reply, La Labbaik, and I would not be able to take that. And he says that one day he did recite Labbaik. Alayaza, joon hi aapne Labbaik padhi, to behosh ho gaye. And then he fell from his horse, from his transport. Why? Because of the fear that he might hear the word La Labbaik. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Make sure, my dear Islam brothers, whenever we perform Hajj, we always perform for the will, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more we do our Hajj, alhamdulillah, the more we do ibadat, the more we will learn. And if you still have not gone for Hajj, what are you waiting for? Your children, make arrangements for them, inshallah. If it's possible, make arrangements for them. And this is not an excuse that I can't take time off from work. I got this to do. There is no way at all that can be accepted as an excuse. So, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. I hope you not only enjoyed this beautiful program, Hajj, the Pillar of Islam, but there's many beautiful things that you learned from that as well. So please take care of yourselves. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Ta'ala take me and you for Hajj each year, inshallah. Take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma.